News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary as we explore the northeastern part of India. It gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. Let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. Folks, today we bring to you an exclusive interview featuring Rone Pui, Miss Universe Mizoram 2024. We also bring you a report on Kayakalp Award Felicitation for Excellence in Health Sector in Meghalaya. But for now, let's turn our attention to a remarkable achievement from Nagaland. The Nagaland Madrigal Singers have triumphed on the global stage, securing 2 gold medals at the prestigious World Choir Games in Auckland, New Zealand. Let's delve into the details of their inspiring journey and the pride they have brought to India and Nagaland.
The Nagaland Madrigal Singers have made history for India by winning 2 gold medals at the World Choir Games 2024, held in Auckland, New Zealand. The event, recognized as the largest choral competition globally, took place from July 10th to July 20th and saw participation from over 11,000 singers representing 42 countries. Under the direction of Hito Kiho, the Nagaland Madrigal Singers competed in 2 highly competitive categories: Contemporary Music Mixed Voices and Mixed Chamber Choir. They emerged victorious in both categories, securing gold medals and bringing immense pride to their home country. Founded in September 2023 by Mr. Kehoe, the Nagaland Madrigal Singers have rapidly risen to prominence in the choral music scene. Their triumph at the World Choir Games is a testament to their exceptional talent and dedication. Chief Minister Nephew Rio extended his heartfelt congratulations to the team, celebrating the remarkable achievement. In a social media post, Rio expressed his pride and joy, stating that the choir has fulfilled the dream of bringing laurels to India and has made the state of Nagaland exceptionally proud. He also wished the team continued success in their future endeavors. The World Choir Games provided a platform for the Nagaland Madrigal Singers to showcase their musical prowess on an international stage, and their victory is a significant milestone for the choral music in India. Their success not only highlights the rich cultural heritage of Nagaland, but also sets a new standard of excellence in the global choral community. This is Kunal with Asuno for Northeast Diary from Akashwani, Kohima.
And now, let's shift our focus to Meghalaya, where the state government recently held Kayakalp Award Felicitation to acknowledge the outstanding efforts of its healthcare professionals. Their dedication and hard work have not only enhanced the healthcare sector, but also secured Meghalaya a leading position in the latest Sustainable Development Goal India Index. A report for you all.
The Meghalaya government has praised the tireless efforts of healthcare professionals, which have significantly advanced the health sector in the state. Their dedication has positioned Meghalaya as the front runner in good health and well-being, as indicated in the latest Sustainable Development Goal SDG India Index for 2023-24. Health Department Commissioner and Secretary Joram Beda acknowledged the exceptional contributions of the state's healthcare workers to qualify healthcare and patient safety. Speaking at the Kayakalp Award Felicitation Ceremony, he highlighted the professionals' role in guiding the health department and government on effective hospital administration. He emphasized that the state's front-runner status in the SDG index is a direct result of their collective efforts. "The awards presented today are a testament to your hard work," he said, celebrating their role in achieving SDG 3, health and well-being.
"We're very fortunate that Meghalaya has done very well. Now we are in the front-runner category. And that is all due to the efforts of each one of you. The awards that we have given out today is a testament to the efforts that you have put. And this is a collaborative effort. And all these efforts finally converge into the achievement of the state government, the state as a whole. And so far as the SDG 3, that is health and well-being, is concerned, Meghalaya is now categorized in the front-runner group. And it's all because of you. I would like to heartily congratulate each one of you for helping the state government to achieve this. Now, the biggest takeaway from today's program is leadership. Leadership is not a one-man or one-woman show. It's more of a teamwork. You have to take along everyone.
Key awardees included Ganesh Das Government MCH Hospital in Shillong, recognized as the best district hospital for earning the prestigious Lakshya certification for its OT department. Tirat Singh Memorial Hospital in Mairang and William Nagar Civil Hospital in East Garo Hills received commendation awards. In the Community Health Centers category, Reservoir Para CSC emerged as the winner, with Mofflang CSC as the runner-up. Reed Provincial Chest Hospital in Shillong was acknowledged as the best district hospital in the Eco-Friendly Health Facilities category, with Reservoir Para CSC also honored for its eco-friendly initiatives. Primary health centers that stood out included Daina Dubi PSC in North Garo Hills, Siju PSC in South Garo Hills, Nongspung PSC in East Khasi Hills, Umden PSC in Rai Bhoi, Babadam PSC in West Garo Hills, and Garobada PSC in Southwest Garo Hills. In the health and wellness centers category, Lainong K Sub Center, Langtor Sub Center, and Raitong Sub Center emerged as winners, with Lum Kri Vang recognized as the best urban primary health center. Health and Family Welfare Minister Amparin Lingdo underscored the importance of persistent efforts in delivering top-notch services to the people of Meghalaya, expressing hope for continued improvements. Trying is the key to success, and I am hopeful that one day we will deliver the best services to the people of the state, she said.
The award in itself is a recognition of your hard work. But the challenge for the government of the state is to ensure that alongside these awards, you're reaching out to citizens and providing them these services when they need them most urgently. And I'm happy that Government of India has incentivized all of these awards. Henceforth, financial assistance to institutions will be guided by your quality control indicators.
The program also saw the presence of Rajkumar S., Secretary of the Health and Family Welfare Department. The Meghalaya government anticipates that the assets and infrastructures now in place will greatly benefit the state citizens, with the recognition of various health centers for the enhancing the healthcare delivery system. This is Om Sase with Lam Frank Nongspung for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News Shillong.
Now we delve into the captivating world of Northeastern folklore, unearthing tales passed down through generations that reveal the magic and wonder of Northeast India's storytelling tradition. Enchanting folktales of Northeast India. Today we bring you to immerse yourself in a captivating Thai Kanthi folktale titled Nang Shanta Looks for a Groom, narrated by senior broadcaster Kaushik Roy.
In the good old days when the Nang Chows were engaged in battle, there lived a willful princess whose name was Nang Shanta. When it was deemed that she was of marriageable age, her parents arranged an extravagant event whereby 150 eligible princes were invited to compete for her hand. The assembled princes put their talents on display for the benefit of the princess, but she was hard to impress. "Would it not be better if I were to throw my stole in the air and marry the man on whose roof it falls?" she sighed. "Who knows, I may find the perfect match for myself that way." The more she thought about it, the more convinced she became that it was the only way to find true love. She conveyed her feelings to her shocked parents. The king flew into a purple rage. Have you taken leave of your senses? Are these brave men not good enough for you? He demanded to know. The king even threatened to disown her, but it seemed to have no effect on the girl whatsoever. Word spread across the kingdom that the princess had rejected all her royal suitors and was now on the lookout for a suitable groom. People flocked to get a glimpse of the princess as she stepped out of the palace gates. Who was this princess who defied her parents to look for a husband on the streets? Only a mad person would do so. Nangchanta's search took her through rows and rows of mansions belonging to merchants, noblemen, and ministers. Every now and then, she stopped to throw her gold-trimmed stole in the air, and each time she did that, many hearts skipped a beat. Each house owner, young or old, wished with all his heart that the stole would rest on the roof of his home. But the stole floated tantalizingly by and landed on the ground near the feet of the princess each time. Finally, when the princess was about to give up hope of ever finding a husband, a strong gust of wind blew and carried the stole away. It sailed through the air and disappeared from view. The princess followed the direction the stole had taken and soon enough spotted a gold-trimmed stole reflecting the light of the sun. It lay on the roof of a hut that belonged to a poor woodcutter who was away at work. Since there was no one to answer the door, she paced up and down in front of the hut, waiting for the owner of the house to return. Was he young or old? What if he were ugly? What if he already had a wife? She mused. It was late evening when the woodcutter returned home, tired and hungry. He had been able to sell some firewood and was carrying a little sack of grain. Standing by his humble hut was a girl so beautiful and richly attired, he wondered if she were a fairy and stopped in his tracks. He was half afraid to move forward, wondering if he had come to the wrong house. "Who are you? Where have you come from?" he stuttered. Nangchanta's dreams were shattered when she saw a short, stout man with peasant looks in sweaty, soiled and tattered clothes. This was not what she had bargained for. But for the headstrong princess, anything was better than having to admit she was wrong. "My name is Nangchanta," she said. "I'm the daughter of the king, and now I've chosen to live here." There was a look of utter surprise on the woodcutter's face. "How can that be? Please go away before the king sends his soldiers after me," he pleaded with folded hands. "I have left the palace on my own accord, and my father will not come to look for me. This is my home now. I cannot leave," the princess replied. She then explained how she had thrown the stole and how it had landed on his roof, making him the chosen one. "But I cannot afford to feed you, nor can I clothe you in fine silk, least of all provide you with the comforts you are used to," the woodcutter told her. No matter how much the woodcutter tried, he was unable to make Nangchanta alter her decision. The poor man ultimately gave up reasoning with her, and so they became man and wife. Nangchanta now had to wake up early each morning, sweep the mud floor, fetch water from the stream. Since her husband did not even own a water pot, she had to use bamboo to fetch and store water. All the drudgery was beginning to take its toll on her. Soon her beautiful garments became soiled and frayed. Her once soft hands became coarse and lined with cuts, the fingernails broken and filled with grime. The soles of her feet were lined with cracks for shoes, wore out and had to be discarded. Her husband had not been able to sell much firewood because the villagers were poor and fetched their own supply of firewood. With no money coming in, their stock of grain was depleted and they had to live on roots and wild ferns. After much contemplation, Nang Chanta removed the diamond ring from her finger and gave it to her husband. "Take this and sell it," he said. "Are you sure you want to part with this ring? It is the only piece of jewelry you have," her husband wanted to know. "Of what use is this piece of jewelry when we have nothing to eat?" she sighed, although it pained her to part with it, for it was a gift from her parents and the only thing she had that reminded her of them. The woodcutter took the ring and went to the village market. He showed it to the shopkeepers and traders, but no one seemed willing to buy it. They all knew it was worth a lot of money, although they did not know how much, and none of them had that kind of money. Unable to sell the ring, the woodcutter walked home dejected. "What sort of ring is this that no one wants? It must be worthless." He took the ring and flung it as far as he could into the river. When Nang Chanta heard of it, she almost fainted. "You are a fool to have thrown my expensive ring away," Nang Chanta began to sob. The woodcutter could not bear to see his wife unhappy. "There are plenty of such stones in the jungle where I go to cut wood. I can take you there and show them to you," he said. The princess looked disdainfully at her husband. "What do you know of precious stones? You just threw the most valuable thing we had." "Well, I have a few of them here," the woodcutter said. He took out a small bundle hidden within the layers of the thatch and handed it to his wife. When she opened the bundle, she saw precious gems that were the size of eggs. "These must be worth a fortune," she exclaimed. "Show me the place at once. Perhaps we won't be poor any longer." Armed with huge baskets, the two of them hurried to the place where a sack full of diamonds, rubies, emeralds and other precious stones lay half hidden inside the hollow of a tree. As they scooped out the gems, a gold ring with the royal seal on it caught Nang Chanta's attention. "That ring belongs to my father," she cried. "It was stolen a long time ago with his collection of gems. The thief must have hidden them here and somehow could not return to collect them." "We will return this treasure to your father," the woodcutter said. They carried the jewels home and were so excited that they could not sleep at all. They set off for the palace early next morning. It had been a long time since Nang Chanta had left her home, and she was wondering how her parents would react when they saw her husband and her. She need not have worried for the king and the queen, as they were only too happy to have her back, and all was forgiven. As part of a dowry, the king presented them a beautiful palace, servants, and riches.
Pageantry has been on the rise in Mizoram, providing young girls with opportunities to showcase their talents through events like Miss Chapchakat and Miss Mizoram. Most recently, the spotlight was on Miss Universe Mizoram 2024 pageant. Today, in Northeast Diary, we are honored to have Roneh Pui, the reigning Miss Universe Mizoram, joining us for an exclusive interview. She is interviewed by our presenter, Miss Preeti Gurung.
Today we have been specially privileged to be joined by the darling girl of Mizoram, none other than Roni Pui. Roni Pui was crowned Miss Universe Mizoram 2024. She has recently finished her post-graduation in the Department of English and Literature under Mizoram University. When it comes to pageantry, she isn't a newcomer and has been entitled with Miss Freshers 2022 Mizoram University. She exudes true beauty and a talent that requires generous amount of dedication and confidence. Dear listeners, let us get to know more about her. I believe the people are curious about you, owing to the amazing threshold you have made and hopefully have inspired many others. How do you feel right now?
First of all, I feel God's favor and blessings upon me and the immense love and support I get from the people of Mizoram and even outside Mizoram has inspired me to create a good example to the next generation so that we can have a better future. And my life has jumped from a normal daily routine to the life of a beauty queen who will represent her state at a national level, and it has been filled with excitement and I am so grateful to have this platform.
One message from your side, especially to all those aspiring young girls who aspire to become like you in the days to come.
Well, an army of women has inspired me to get to where I am today. But if I were to pick one person, it would definitely be the former Miss World Priyanka Chopra, because she inspired me and made me believe that dreams can indeed come true if you are dedicated and sincere in your work, and that is what I strive for.
The title of Miss Universe Mizoram 2024. It will remain carved in the history of Mizoram. You have won quite a number of accolades in and of this field. What was it like? Please tell us about this journey of yours.
For the past 5 years, I'm very much involved in college and university level beauty pageant. And the times that I was not a contestant, I was at least an organizer or helped my roommate who was a contestant. And I would say that it has been a roller coaster ride where there are days that I just curled up in my bed and feel depressed because I didn't get the crown, and days when I'm very excited and motivated for the next journey. But throughout all the ups and downs, what has remained constant is my love for pageantry, which has increased and continues to grow over the years.
Now, coming to your diet routine. In fact, I am personally, once again, very curious. And of course, the things you refrain from having to maintain your overall well-being.
Will I follow the strict routine that my dietitian has prescribed me? It consists mostly of fruits and vegetables, and I drink at least 2 to 3 liters of water a day. And we also negotiate regarding the cheat days, since balanced diet is my top priority.
Do you incorporate yourself in going to the gym?
Before I met with an accident where my right collarbone was broken, I used to exercise every day whether I feel like it or not, because when I am disciplined, it gives me satisfaction and a sense of accountability. It also boosts my moods, my mindset, and gave me a sense of clarity. After I became Miss Universe Mizoram, our gym partner, Slick Gym, has put a lot of time and effort in helping me be my best self regarding my physical health and well-being.
Can you tell us the kind of people you look up to? What are the qualities that attracts you most in a person?
Well, I often find myself attracted to people who have a high emotional intelligence. One who is kind, generous, knows how to communicate, and care about others' feelings and emotions. As a caring individual, I tend to look for that same trait in others. I tend to be attracted to someone who values deep connection and is loyal, honest, trustworthy, and reliable. To sum it all up, a mature person mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
We have come to the penultimate question of this interview, that is, which Mizo traditional attire are you looking forward to present in the international platform?
I find all the Mizo traditional attire very beautiful and enchanting, and I would be very proud to represent any one of them. But right now, it mainly depends on the designers that we work with, who are the top designers in Mizoram. They are Buang Atang Te, Tuang Pui Mar, Ma Lui Pearl, and Fairy Outfit by Zoe. They are very dedicated and hardworking, and that is why I put my complete trust on them regarding the traditional attire.
Having their names said, I guess they are going to come up with an exceptionally beautiful attire. With that, we are going to conclude our interview with the last question. Can we know about your itinerary for the upcoming pageant?
Following the plans that CG Entertainment has already laid out, right now we have been working around the clock in preparation for the national competition. We will head to the host city on the third week of August, and the main event, Miss Universe India, will probably be held on the 7th of September. I want to take this opportunity to thank all the sponsors and supporters for their immense love and encouragement.
I guess you will have quite a lot in the bag. That's a long list. It is a blessing in disguise to be busy for the right reasons. With that said, we have concluded a very amazing session of getting to know the most beautiful and very inspiring Melissa Aroni Puinyalo, Miss Universe Mizoram. She will be competing in the national level, that is Miss India, to represent India in the international level, Miss Universe. The entire people of Mizoram is counting on you, and we hope to see you definitely being crowned the coveted Miss Universe in the upcoming pageant 2024. Thank you. Wish you all the best. This is Preeti Gurung signing off Akashvani, Aizawl.
You just heard an interview with Miss Universe Mizoram 2024, Ronay Pui. The interviewer was Akashvani presenter Miss Preeti Gurung. And friends, now a special presentation for you all where you can enjoy the heartfelt melody of Shillong Ki Vadia, a soulful track brought to life by the skilled composer and emerging vocalist Nitin Chaubey.
Shillong Ki Vadia, Ye Vadi Ho Mere, Nayi Sadak Hai Raaste Pahadon Mein Tu Mere. Shillong Ki Vadia, Ye Vadi Ho Mere, Nayi Sadak Hai Raaste Pahadon Mein Tu Mere. Ye Raaste Alag Sahi, Ye Manzil Hai Wahi. पहाड़ ये वादियां नजारे सब यहीं शिलांग की है वादियां ये वादियों में दिल नई सड़क है रास्ते पहाड़ों में तो मिल
program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashvani.